With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. Kennedy's Meat Company in Escondido is a local business that cares about its community. In fact, giving back to the community and helping people wherever and whenever they can is a core value of theirs. Joining us this morning are Kennedy's Meat Company co-owners Mark Soto Mendoza and John Mayberry. Welcome, Mark. Welcome, John.
Hey,
thank
Gary.
You. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
You know, this is a rare occasion. I normally do not have for-profit businesses on the show, but I heard that you guys are really big in the community, I said, you know, let me get these guys on and talk to them about what they're doing in the community, because basically it's nonprofits that come out to Living Better in San Diego. Let's start first with you, Mark. A little background information on your company, Kennedy's Meat Company. Now, it wasn't always known as that, was it?
No, that's correct. And Gary, thank you again for having us. I wish I could take credit for that, but we were just replicating our business model that my grandfather started. And so when my grandfather started this business, it was in the 60s, and it was Kennedy's Market in Heber, California. And that was the name that he started with. My grandfather named the business Kennedy's, and he named it after President Kennedy. He came over on a temporary work visa, and he applied for a small business loan back in the late 60s and felt like it was President Kennedy's push for minorities that allowed him to do business here. So he named it after the president he felt made it possible for him to conduct business here. And so we stayed with that name, despite that we're a Mexican market that specializes in carne asada.
And when did the name change come about?
Well, the name changed when John and I went into business, when we opened the store back in 2018 at the end of August, to differentiate us from the family. We have a new logo. It's the third family generation, so we're going under Kennedy's Meat Company.
So your grandfather closed his business?
No, he still has the store. Well, actually, my grandmother owns the store in Heber, original location. It's still open. Yeah, it's a larger store. It has a full gas station. It's got a meat market. They sell a lot of beer, grocery items. In that town in Heber, it serves as a one-stop shop. So people go there and you can get dish soap and paper towels and just everything you need. It's Kennedy's and then the post office. And so that's how it was.
Huh?
And that's it.
Yeah, okay. Where is that? What part of California is that?
Near Calexico, which is the border of Mexicali, Mexico, and California.
Oh, okay.
And the Imperial Valley.
Were there other stores in San Diego County before the Escondido one, or while the Escondido was still open?
While the Escondido store was open, we did open a location in Imperial Beach. That was my grandmother who opened that business, and she owned the building. And so John and I, we did temporarily open in IB for about 6 or 7 months before it was my grandmother. It was a better decision for her to consolidate, so she sold the building and we closed the business.
Okay, and so the business in Escondido that your grandfather and grandmother had was closed down, and then you guys opened up.
Oh, no, we had two. So there's two locations operating separately.
Yeah, so we had a store. So Rosa is Mark's grandmother, and she had the building in Imperial Beach, and it was already built out, ready to open, but she had just never opened it. And when Mark and I got together and we, while we were building the store in Escondido, the current store that's in Escondido, we decided to open up the Imperial Beach location because it was already built, ready to go. We just had to stock it with product, and we kind of tried a model that just sold packaged meats that we had a relationship with a company in LA that would package the meats with our marinades. And then her circumstances changed a little bit, and it was necessary to sell that building. Mark and I weren't in a position to buy it, so we closed that business. She sold that building, but we do have the Escondido location. She had her store in Escondido and sold that building as well, but before she sold it, we were able to build our store right next door.
Oh, so next door.
Right next door. We share a property line with it.
So they closed, you opened up.
The next day.
Right. The next day.
The next day.
It's pretty quick.
Yeah.
And that's when all the rebranding came about.
Correct. Yeah. And that was just because we're a separate corporation from her. They're Kennedy's Market. We're Kennedy's Meat Company. We wanted the history of the family and Mark's grandfather to live on in our business as well. So we, you know, wanted to call it Kennedy's. Plus, there was some brand recognition there that was important to us. But
where are you guys located in Escondido?
1766 East Valley Parkway, right next to the old post office.
So you mentioned that you specialize in carne asada, right?
Yes.
And I think I read somewhere it's the best in class carne asada.
Yes, that's what we, the family's been entering carne asada cook-offs as far back as I can remember. I mean, we were all children with, you know, my grandparents and my uncles and my aunts and my mom. And we were always attending these carne asada cook-offs, and we would get People's Choice Award, or we'd be voted best carne asada. And we've done them in Mexico. We did them in the Imperial Valley. We've done them in San Diego. And we've met some there are sometimes people just go there just to beat us. They don't even want to win. They just want to beat us.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so we've just been consistent with our recipe, our marinade, and consistent in choosing top quality. So we started with Choice. Then we carried Angus. And we use USDA Prime. So we're using high-end meat.
We even have some Wagyu.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I like that. Now the recipes that you have, still your grandfather's? Or have you
the
guys...
original recipe, yes. Okay. Absolutely. Yep. And then we just have a culture of creativity in the store, and so we're constantly inventing new marinades.
Now, a big thing that your grandfather was big on is giving back to the community. And you are carrying on with that that legacy, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. It started with when he opened that store. I mean, he would get involved with all of the soccer teams, a lot with children. He was very motivated with family. So a lot of people in that town were family-oriented. He was a family-oriented man. My grandfather had 5 kids. They all worked at the store. And so he wanted to set a good example. He also would... get involved not just with the customers but with the employees. So on Sundays he would close the store and he'd go to Mexico, get Chinese food, and he'd come back every Sunday and feed the employees.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then when there was snow, anytime that it was snowing and there was an employee that had never seen snow before, he would take them on a trip to Julian or to Alpine when it was snowing, and he'd invite all of the family. He'd rent a van and have them their first snow. So
that's pretty cool. Now, why is it so important? Why was it so important for him, and why is it so important for you guys to carry on this legacy?
Because we're more than just a business. It has to have passion and heart for me. For us, we are very much a people-oriented business. That is a passion of mine. It is what fuels the business, is that we are for people. And so when we do business, a lot of times we're looking for, you know, families and associations in town, and there's such a need we see, and we can provide as a resource with our food. So there's people who are looking for money to raise funds, feed homeless, recovery, shelters. In every town we've ever lived in, there's always a need for people who are looking to support the community, and so we try to do that with our businesses.
Okay, and you've done quite a bit over the years, your grandfather has, and since you guys have opened up your own store,
yes.
You guys have already started giving back in quite a big fashion too, haven't you?
Yes, it's a normal business practice for us. Yes,
so it's
I would say it's a core value of ours,
right? Which it was for your grandfather.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. And with Mark's grandfather, Jesus, even now today in Heber, there's not a whole lot out there.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the 60s when he opened that store, just the purpose of having the store there was to serve the community, because there weren't a whole lot of places for people to go to get the goods and stuff that they needed. So it wasn't necessarily just to start a business to make money. It was there was the people in the town of Heber that needed a convenient place to go to get groceries and to get meat and to get paper towels and stuff like that.
So again, it was more than
just a business. It was there. He did it to serve the community that he lived in.
So one of the things that you've done, and now I'm not sure if this is what you have done yourself with your business or something that your grandfather had done, but you work with the San Diego Food Bank, right?
Yeah, we just recently did. A city of Escondido approached us that they wanted to do a dine out, kind of like a restaurant week in Escondido.
Uh-huh.
And so then we participated in their restaurant week for North County. And then we give back to the food bank.
You gave them food, or?
No, we donate.
Oh, you donate.
Yep. So portion of all of the
proceeds
from the special that the city of Escondido promoted.
I see. Okay, and then it went back to the San Diego Food
Correct.
Bank. So this was just a one-time thing that you did so far with them?
So far, yeah. This is the first time.
First year we were invited.
That was the first time that they've reached out to us. And uh-huh. We always say yes. So, I mean, if the city reaches out to us and they've got something going on, our response is yes. It started 10 years ago with a customer of ours, Richie Jerkin. And he...
Shout out to Richie.
Yeah.
And Renee. Can't forget Renee.
Well, there was just a customer that reached out and said that he was involved in Escondido food packaging. And so they would package dry goods that would reverse the effects produced from malnutrition. And they were nutrient-dense bags. And so we would go and we would show up for the volunteers. And we would sell tacos and the proceeds would go back into their organization so that they could send food to Tanzania, Africa, San Diego, and a list of places that they would send food to. And year after year, they would invite us. We teamed up with the owner of Dream Dinners. And we just started participating, and then that was kind of an introduction to that. And so if the city reached out, we always responded. So the food bank is new, but we have worked with the police department, with the firefighters, with first responders.
Speaking of the city of Escondido reaching out, didn't they reach out to you, and you ended up feeding something like 900 employees recently?
Yes, yeah, they absolutely did. They called us and said that typically they have a barbecue, and they make hamburgers and hot dogs, and they wanted to see if there was any possibility if they could have it catered. And so they let us know their budget, and we reversed engineered. We made it happen. And so we closed the store, our location. We mm-hmm. closed the store, and then we fed 900 people. We had their highest RSVP list, and we showed up. And
it was all the employees of the city of Escondido.
Firefighters, policemen.
Administration, all the city employees.
Now we mentioned that carne asada is specialty of Kennedy's Meat Company, but you have other types of meat too, don't you?
We do. We sell chicken, pollo asado. We do wings. We've got hamburger. We've got USDA prime steaks. We do a lot of prime ribs at the holidays. So Easter's coming up. Christmas, we do. We have a custom meat cutter. So he loves custom orders.
And sausages. He makes his own sausage in-house. He likes to do that.
Another thing that you do, again, getting back to the community involvement, you have some kind of partnership with some recovery houses or something along those lines with people that have addictions in the North County?
Yes, and again, they reach out to us. So we've got, the Salvation Army, the Fellowship Center, there's some recovery-based programs. There's a lot, actually, in Escondido, and they reach out to us when they're looking to raise funds or, you know, they've got any number of events going on, and they come to us, and we either donate a portion of it or we sell it to them at cost. But we also worked with, there's a homeless transitional living, so there's like six different apartment complexes, and mm-hmm. it's a transitional living, getting homeless people back into the workforce. And so we went because they, HGTV was filming, they re-landscaped it with somebody from HGTV came in, and we fed them. We fed the staff, we fed the team, and we fed all the residents. So basically, just as a normal practice, and like John said, a core value for us is that if there's a need and they come out to us, we make it happen.
Yeah. Well, it's also been churches, too. There's Emmanuel Faith and Grace Lutheran, and then some of the schools in Escondido we've done work with, like Escondido Charter High School and then Orange Glen High School.
So what are you doing when you work with the schools, and are you just donating food? Is it for certain events?
Oh, the situation varies. So they come to us with volleyball, basketball, soccer, football, and it's different. There will be different events. They'll come to us and they're trying to raise funds for uniforms, or they're trying to
travel teams.
There's always a need going on there, and there's always some type of event going on with those schools where they, you know, where there are students that need some support, and so then we just try to provide the food so that they can raise money for those people who couldn't otherwise do it.
Do you ever get calls from outside of Escondido or outside of the North County area to help out?
Outside of the North County area.
Yeah, I mean, do you get from people that may have heard about something you did up in the North County, let's say in San Diego or even the East County? You ever get? And would you, if you got a call, would you?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I get a lot of calls from Yelp. I love Yelp, and so we're pretty plugged into the Yelp community, and they've even done something. So just recently, they had reached out to me, but I think it was a little bit too late because they were going to do, for those affected by the government shutdown, mm-hmm. Yelp hosted an event. And so they had reached out to me, but it was a little too late. And we were also already helping Escondido. So there's a Facebook page that we're involved with called Escondido Friends. And we were giving chicken and packages away to people who weren't getting paychecks because of the government shutdown. So we were already kind of plugged into that. We even offered the space because this woman, Patty Thompson, she had all this food in her house and not enough space. And so we offered the back of our store so she could store all the food. But she ultimately ended up just keeping it at her home. It was just easy, and then it only lasted for about another week. But that Facebook account has also always reached out to us for any kind of needs in the community.
You get a lot of calls as a result of that Facebook page?
A lot. The most from that Facebook
page. That's where a lot of it comes from.
Facebook is just that social media. She has a real pulse for what's going on in the community. Anytime somebody's affected by a fire or the government shutdown, or she gets private messages from people who would otherwise remain anonymous. So sometimes she'll post and it'll say, posted for a member, you know, and it won't say any names.
That Facebook page has close to 60,000 members, I think. And the population of Escondido is about 150,000. So there are it's a huge deal out there. So she is just very, like Mark said, has a pulse for what's going on in the community, what the needs are, who needs what and when and how. And we've been fortunate enough to be a part of it and be able to help her meet those needs when necessary, when we can. I mean, can't meet all the needs through carne asada and tacos, yeah, but you can meet
right.
a lot of
you
them.
Sure can try.
Yeah, we try.
Yeah. No, so again, if somebody were to contact you from the East County or South Bay and say, hey, we heard about what you're doing up in the North County in Escondido, can you come down here? We've got this thing going on.
We would love that. We would love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We would invite people to make that phone call.
Any plans of you guys expanding your business and opening up another store outside of Escondido?
We obviously have those plans. We have those dreams. It is a business. We're very well plugged in Escondido, and we want to continue. We don't want to lose what we have in Escondido in that relationship with the community, but there is certainly, I think, an opportunity to strategically take what we have in Escondido and replicate that in other communities and be able to do what we're doing and serve the community, other communities like we are in Escondido. So in the future, you know, we're fortunately young. We're both in our 30s, so we've got a lot of time, but that it is in the plans. We would like to expand. Come out to the coast, head down south, maybe go up north. We have a lot of requests to open a store in Temecula. I think that's our number one request.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Temecula is the most requested, which is they said that there's not a lot of meat markets out there. And
there's a need for
and
it.
And people make the drive. So we have a lot of customers that come to us from Lakeside and San Diego and Rancho Santa Fe. We don't just cater to Escondido. People make the drive for quality carne asada.
Well, you know,
and we'll cater anywhere, right, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Nice play on words.
Well, maybe as a result of this show this morning,
yeah, I would encourage
listening elsewhere, we'll get a hold of you, not just for your meats, but to help them as well, and then you can start branching out as far as that goes.
We would encourage anybody out there that has a need for the community, wherever you live, to give us a call or shoot us an email, reach out, and we'll do anything within our power to make it work.
Now, another thing that you guys have done, and that is your special, you have a one-day special that you do that can feed a family of four or more?
Periodically, yeah. So it kind of, I think, started a little with a friend of mine that I went to college with and played football with, Randy Santel. He's now a professional eater.
A professional eater.
Yeah, so he came.
I always thought about doing that myself.
Oh, man. If you watch any of his videos, you won't think about it anymore. It's but anyway, he came out and ate about a 7-pound burrito at our store, and then he ate a couple of massive tacos that equated to 6 or 7 pounds of food. So we do a deal now where we'll use ground beef or jalapeno ground beef in the burrito, but it's 5-6 pound burrito that we'll put on special. We don't make any money on it. In fact, with the labor hours, we probably lose money on it, but we sell it for $10 and it's promoted on Facebook and all that. But a family of 4 or 5 people, it can come in and buy that for $10 and feed their whole family. We did that twice in February.
We've done that, but we've done that for years. And so when Patty Thompson from this Facebook account approached us, her vision was that she wanted to do something cool for the community where a family who otherwise couldn't afford a night out, we started doing it on Fridays because Friday was payday. Typically, mm-hmm. people get paid on Fridays. And so then she said, you know, maybe could you consider doing some type of a package deal? And so then I went to my cook, and we have, like I said, a culture of creativity. So the cook just said, how about we just make an oversized meal? And so we would do a pizza box full of nachos, or a pizza box size extra big of fries, or we would do like a pound of meat, a pound of chorizo, pound of adobada, and we would just like get really creative. We made a quesadilla that was made with 3 16-inch tortillas. So it's just a gigantic quesadilla, and then we would sell it basically just above, just at, like at cost. And it would be for one day, and it would be for the family so that they could afford to eat a good meal and good quality product really inexpensively.
So this was done with your grandfather's shop too, right?
This has been since Escondido opened, since I was managing the location for my family.
Okay, so it's been for several years now that you've been doing
this
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat. I like that. If somebody listening this morning, let's say there's a business owner listening this morning, what kind of advice do you have for them as far as giving back to the community? It's important to you guys. It's a core value of your business. Should more businesses be using their business as a platform for doing what you're doing, giving back to the community?
In my opinion, yes. So what for us, and you know, I grew up in this business, and so I didn't know anything else to compare it to. Mm-hmm. I did go to school and I studied business, and you know, we should look at the finances and everything should add up and it should make sense and it should be perfect. But we sometimes there's a need. And what happens as a result of that is you build relationships with the community. So I'm now plugged into the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm not just plugged in. They're my friends. I see them in town. They're thinking of us. They're thinking of the business, because we do so much for other people. So like I said, we're a people business. And so it's not just the product that we're selling. We're also building relationships with people, and businesses who would turn down nonprofits lose relationships with people who are otherwise going to be cheerleaders for their business. They have been tremendous support and salespeople for us. People used to come into the store and just ask us for a stack of business cards because they would hand it out for them. So they'd go to their house, they'd cook Kennedy's, and they'd say, hey, take this card. You know, great product, great people. And they believed in us and they believed in the product. And so for any business owner who the numbers just don't add up, The numbers might not add up, or they might not ever add up, but the relationships that you build with people has paid dividends for us in the past years.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you give back and people hear about that, that brings more business into you too.
Potentially.
Into your store. You know, there's that potential for
but
sure.
But it makes you feel good. It feels good to give back and to serve.
And to help.
And to help. You know, when there's a need and you're able to do things because you have a business, you have a market restaurant, and you're able to fill a need for someone, for a family that, you know, perhaps may not be able to, well, not that they wouldn't be able to feed their family, but to be able to meet a need within the community makes you feel good. And it's not just with the business, it's stuff that you can do as an individual, and it needs to be kind of who you are, and Mark and I are both that way as people. And so we're able to incorporate that into our business, and that's why it is one of our core values. But it's almost selfish in a way, because it makes you feel good to do those types of things. So if you don't have that in your DNA, then it might not be a possibility for you. Mm-hmm. But if you do have that in your DNA, then you will not regret incorporating that into your business and practicing that principle in all of your affairs.
And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, to talk to you about maybe doing something for their nonprofit or other venture they've got going, can they get a hold of you at your website?
Yes, absolutely. And on our website, or they can call the store.
Cell phone, 760.
What is your...
He doesn't get enough phone calls.
Once again, the location of your store?
The location of the Escondido store is 1766 East Valley Parkway in Escondido, 92027.
Okay, and your website, what's the address
for
that? It
is kennedysmeatcompany.com.
Okay, and social media? You on social media?
We are, and it's Kennedy's Meat Company on Instagram. On Facebook, it says Kennedy's Market Escondido.
Okay.
Yeah. And we post specials on there, too.
If anybody can help us with the Facebook change, Facebook page getting that changed.
We've submitted several requests.
Yeah.
Okay. Mark and John, Thanks so much for being on the show today. Thank you for all you do in the community through Kennedy's Meat Company. It is appreciated. Keep on doing what you're doing. Thank you,
Gary, very much.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on the station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from Noah Homes. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!